You're listening to SBS News.
French President Emmanuel Macron has become the latest world leader to test positive for COVID-19. It's forced many of his European counterparts into self-isolation, with the French presidency saying it's very likely he contracted the virus during last week's EU Council meeting. The 42-year-old will continue working remotely as he quarantines for 7 days. And while his wife Brigitte has tested negative, she will also remain in isolation. Health Director Jérôme Salomon says Mr. Macron's diagnosis is a reminder to everyone to maintain constant vigilance, regardless of their position.
Regarding the President, he's an example to French people. He's self-isolated with the least of symptoms, which is exactly what we tell French people to do. He has been tested at the earliest doubt over whether he had the virus, which is also what we want.
Countries across the continent continue to announce new restrictions on movement as infection numbers and deaths rise in the lead up to the festive season. Poland will enter a 3-week national quarantine from the 28th of December, with all shopping centres, hotels and ski slopes to close. An overnight curfew will also be in place on New Year's Eve from 7pm to 6am. Portugal is introducing a New Year's Eve curfew as well, with its to run from 11pm. While there's no limit on how many people can gather per household for Christmas, the country's residents won't be allowed to leave their homes between 11pm and 5am from the 1st to the 3rd of January. In England, large parts of the country's south and east will come under the toughest level of restrictions from tomorrow after a significant increase in cases. The changes mean 68% of England's population will be in Tier 3, which forces the closure of pubs, restaurants and theatres and prohibits households from mixing indoors. Health Secretary Matt Hancock says the number of cases in eastern England increased by 2/3 in the last week, while hospital admissions are up by almost half.
People should act with great caution. People should act with great caution in this pandemic because it protects them, it protects their families, it protects their loved ones. We've set out what the rules are, but they are not a limit up to which we should all push. We can all act within those rules to limit the spread.
Northern Ireland will enter a 6-week lockdown on Boxing Day, following a surge in COVID-19 infections there. All non-essential shops will be forced to close, as will pubs, bars and restaurants, apart from takeaway services. Across the border, health officials have told the Irish government that tighter COVID-19 restrictions should be introduced before the end of the year. Prime Minister Micheál Martin says the government will take the recommendations to place restrictions on the hospitality sector and on the number of visitors people can have to their homes very seriously. It comes as Sweden's king criticises his country's handling of COVID-19. Sweden has shunned lockdowns and face masks, leaving schools and businesses largely open and relying mainly on voluntary social distancing and hygiene measures to slow the spread. The country's death rate per capita is higher than that of its Nordic neighbours. King Carl XVI Gustaf says Sweden has suffered immensely.
I think we have failed. Many people have died, and that is horrible. That is something we can all sympathize with, that we haven't been able to help them, and that is very sad. Terribly sad.
It comes as the European Union confirms its member states will begin vaccinations against COVID-19 from the 27th of December. Several European countries have been pushing for the bloc's medicines agency to approve the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine before the end of the year. The regulator is expected to announce its decision on the 21st of December, and final approval for the vaccine could come as early as 2 days later. It's also brought forward a meeting to assess the authorisation of Moderna's vaccine to the 6th of January. Meanwhile, in the United States, a panel of scientists is recommending the country's regulator approve a second vaccine for emergency use. The Moderna vaccine is 94% effective, and the company says 5.9 million doses are ready to be shipped out of warehouses once the Food and Drug Administration grants approval. Tens of thousands of people in the US have already been injected with the country's first authorised vaccine from Pfizer and BioNTech. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Amy Hall, SBS News.